This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, fax 989-463-2249. And Schneps Nursing Home, S-C-H-N-E-P-P-S, Nursing Home. Fax, I don't have the fax, so leave that blank and we will look it up and put it in there. Regarding Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Childs, C-H-I-L-D-S. Date of birth, August 22nd of 1940. Dear Jennifer and Schneps Nursing Home, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Childs with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and hypomagnesemia. Her last visit was 1 year ago, June 19th of 2023, but since that time she had multiple medical problems. In December of 2023, she had a fall causing a right-sided hip fracture and then surgery. She went to the Laurels Nursing Home and then went home, but was unable to take care of herself, so had to go back to Schneps Nursing Home. Then she developed severe shortness of breath and respiratory failure, also acute renal failure, and required hospitalization March 4th of 2024. She was intubated and required fluid resuscitation in order to correct the fluid overload. Kidney function did return to normal, actually slightly better than normal. March 11th, creatinine was 0.7, and she was discharged back to Schneps Nursing Home, where she is receiving physical therapy. She does transport usually in a wheelchair, although she is able to walk in the walker with wheels with assistance. Her son is here for this visit today and reports that they are planning to discharge her home again soon. That's in the plans. The patient does complain of orthopnea, however. She sleeps with 3 to 4 pillows and actually uses the hospital bed at Schneps in order to elevate her head so that she can breathe at night. She doesn't have any peripheral edema, and breathing is generally better, just not very good at night. And she does not have a hospital bed in her home. Probably for successful discharge, that will be very important to get a hospital bed before she goes home. We do want to make sure that she has lab studies done at least every 3 months. And so a new order was sent to Schneps and then also sent over to Gratiot Hospital, where she will have labs in June, or did have labs in June, and then she'll have follow-up labs through Alma Hospital, probably through Jennifer Barnhart's office. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. She's also on Ozempic, 3 milligram weekly. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Lasix is 20 milligram daily. Apparently, according to the Sun, that was not restarted immediately after hospitalization, so she started getting extremely short of breath because of that. Now she's back on it. It started on June 7th of 2024. June 8th, 2024. I also want to highlight lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Magnesium is 200 milligram. She takes 400 milligram once daily. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Spironolactone is 12.5 milligram daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram at bedtime. Tradjenta, 5 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight is 123 pounds. A year ago, it was 118, although she has no evidence of edema currently. Her blood pressure is 120 over 72, pulse is 75. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished in bases with the prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Currently, heart is regular with somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender. She does have a trace of edema on both lower extremities, and right slightly more than left. Oh, she's wearing some bandages on the lower legs, presumably for sores underneath. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 10th of 2024. Creatinine is currently 1.0, which is in her normal range. Estimated GFR is 56. Sodium is up from 130 to 135. Potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 25, calcium is 9.2, albumin 3.6, her phosphorus 3.3, magnesium is 1.6, and hemoglobin was down to 8.3 during hospitalization and just after. Now it is up to 10.2 with a normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no progression of renal disease, even after episode of acute renal failure during hospitalization in March. 2, congestive heart failure. That's improved, although she still has symptoms of orthopnea. We would recommend that someone order a hospital bed for her to use at home before she goes home from Schnepp's. That may prevent readmission to another nursing home due to orthopnea and her inability to sleep at night. 2, hyponatremia is markedly improved. She is limiting fluids to 56 ounces in 24 hours, and she follows a low-sodium diet. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. 4, history of low magnesium levels, currently normal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.